Number 2. Plaza de Quintana. You are now standing in the Plaza de Quintana dos Muertos. This square was originally a cemetery, thus its name, Place of the Dead. The square is surrounded by various buildings. Looking at the cathedral, behind you is the monastery of San Pio de Antealtares. At the top of the stairs to your right, you have the Casa da Parra. And to your left, Casa da Conga. If you're standing in the center of the square facing the cathedral, look up to your left. You will see the clock tower. This Baroque tower was created by Domingo de Andrade and constructed on a medieval base with smaller and smaller blocks the higher you get. Focusing once again on the cathedral, you will see that there are three doors. The one on the left is called the Royal Door. If you look at this door from about the center of the square, you will see that it is created in the Baroque style. Let us move closer to this door. Four big Doric columns mark the door, and over the door we can see the shield of Spain with a crown, a balcony, and a broken pediment. The decoration is completed with different items like fruit, trophies, and decorations. Let us take a look at the decoration over the lower window on the right side of the door. In this decoration, we can see a chest and over it a star. This represents the miraculous discovery of the remains of St. James, and according to tradition, the light led the hermit Pio to the tomb of the saint, represented by the chest. Let us move back out towards the center of the square again to get a better view of the facade. From this square, you can get a good view of the east end of the cathedral. From here we can see the semicircular chapels behind the main altar that were later enclosed by this Baroque facade created by the architect José de Peña del Toro. The main element on this facade is the Holy Door. Of the three doors, this is the one on the right. This door is protected by an exterior gate with a Baroque facade. The gate, enclosed by some railings, has a total of 24 statues of prophets and saints on both sides. These figures come from the Romanesque choir created by Master Matteo that was disassembled in the 17th century. Over the door, we have St. James dressed as a pilgrim, and by his side are his disciples Theodorus and Athanasius. If we walk closer to the railings, we can see that walking through the first portal, we enter into a small patio, and at the end, we can barely see the holy door itself. Entering through this door would take you to the hallway behind the main altar of the cathedral. This holy door is always closed, and it is only open during the holy years, which are the years where July 25th, the day of St. James, falls on a Sunday. This happens every 11th, 6th, 5th, and 6th year. The next holy year is in 2010. This door is also called the Door of Pardon, since it is believed that when you walk through this door on a holy year, your sins will be forgiven. This door is the only one of the four doors in the cathedral that has been preserved from the cathedral's origin in the 11th century. Let us continue our walk around the cathedral. Let's walk up the stairs along the side of the cathedral and enter the narrow walkway that goes around. You know you're in the right spot when you see another entrance to the cathedral. Press pause on your player now, start it up again once you see this new entrance.